We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Shalom. Shalom. Peace. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Just a few weeks ago when we were celebrating the resurrection, and even though all of Jesus' followers and disciples pretty much deserted him, except for probably his mother, obviously, who did not, and sounds like Mary Magdalene and the apostle who he loved. Yet, when he came to them in the upper room, what did he say? Shalom. No fear should be among them. Do not be afraid. Shalom. The first reading from the Acts. Well, actually, before I say that, when we were processing in, even last night, I thought, really, the Holy Spirit is really working here tonight, because the Holy Spirit, again, parted the Red Sea. Except for those of you who forgot. But that's okay. The Lord still loves you. And we still love you. So, happy Pentecost weekend. Because this is really the beginning of the church at that time when Jesus came to them and told them, remember at the ascension, we had the resurrection, and then 40 days later, the ascension, and as he's being drawn back to heaven to be with his heavenly Father, he says, I must go. I must go. Because if I don't, then the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God will not come down to you and join your spirits. Because before you were human, truly, you were spirit. And then you became human, and that spirit, that soul, and they're different things. We could have a whole other homily on that, and I'm sure Father will sometime. But that spirit, your spirit, at Pentecost. Remember what happens, the first reading from Acts, beginning of the church. And there was a strong driving wind. And we know strong driving winds can be pretty damaging, right? A lot of times when they're so strong, they're so driving, that they can be very damaging. However, the winds also can be soothing. We can't really see the wind, can we? We can see the results of the wind. We can see the trees bending and the leaves moving and the flags unfurling. But the reality is we don't really see the wind. And we're not seeing the Holy Spirit because, as Jesus said, the Father, the Spirit, and He too are spirit. God's not some other guy out here. I know we always say, you know, the big man upstairs. But actually, God is here. The church. It's not the upper room. And I was thinking last night, too, and I was thinking this morning as I was coming down, is that isn't it just like on Pentecost when that driving wind came through and then the tongues of fire, they look like tongues that came down upon the apostles and all who were there. And yes, it came down upon their heads, it went into their minds, but then finally it came into their hearts. And the driving wind and that fire drove them out. And then there's all of these, everyone who was there in that time in Jerusalem were from all over the country, all over that part of the world, different languages. We're sort of the same, right? We come from different heritages. Every single one of us comes from a different heritage. We may all be Americans, but the reality is We are just like the early church. We come together today and hopefully every day as the church of the Lord by the driving wind of the Holy Spirit and the fire of our love for the Lord. Because then, remember, he said, if you don't keep my word, and if you don't, in the second reading, said, if you don't have the Lord's Spirit within you, how can you do the Lord's work? So the most important thing of this time and this day and this weekend is to remind us of who and whose we are by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the Advocate, who will continually remind us of what Jesus has talked to us about in Scripture. That's where we eat the Word in Scripture, and eventually we eat the Word, which is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. We have to take that into ourselves. We take the Holy Spirit. Let our hearts be open. Let's surrender. Let's surrender to the Lord, to the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is always here. It just doesn't come once. You are bound together. We are bound together by the love of the Holy Spirit. And there are 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk to you just about 3. You already heard about 1, the love of the Holy Spirit. But also there should be the joy. That's another fruit. There's real joy. It's not happiness. It's not something that you go, hey, all right, you know, the Bucks won. No, they didn't this year. So, but it's not that type of happiness. It's joy. Joy deep in our hearts, knowing that we have a place and a person to go to. Jesus gave his very self to us out of love, doing the will of the Father, bringing that will to you and asking you to be disciples, to be and to do the will of the Father as well. So you should have love, you should have joy, but this is where it all comes back to, it's peace. There's another fruit of the Holy Spirit. If you have that love in your heart, if you have that joy in your spirit, then that peace that Christ talked about up in the upper room, shalom, peace, shalom, shalom, peace, peace to you, then we can take that and from our heads to our hearts, to our hands, to our eyes, it all should be shooting right out of us to all we meet. Doesn't matter who they are, doesn't matter where they're from, doesn't matter what language they speak, doesn't matter what the color of their skin is, it's always about the love, compassion, care of the Father. Because Jesus was always about the other doing the will of the Father, and we should be doing that will as much as we can in whatever situation that we are able to come into when we meet. So today, when you come down to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity at community, and today we're going to be under both species. This is one of those special feast weekends where we receive the precious body and the precious blood at communion. So we want to be ready. We want to be ready to take that into us because that's the whole point of Christianity. The whole point of Christianity is to make that connection to the Lord in our everyday life, not just on Sundays. You want to make a great connection? Come to Mass every single morning. You want to have the best breakfast you could possibly have? The body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. And there's about 60, 70, 80 people here every single morning during the week. Isn't that right, Father? It's a great moment to come together as community, to come together as sisters and brothers, come together as the church, and to receive that body, blood, soul, and divinity here every single day. Because, you know, we become what we eat. We become what we eat. Come and take in the nourishment of the Lord and be the best woman and man and teenager and child that you can possibly be. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And you know it. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Amen.